From the Heart, December 25. The Promise Fulfilled. Enter into the joy of your Lord. Though the disciples had gazed far into the heaven until their Lord had vanished from their sight, they did not behold the angels that gathered around their beloved commander. Jesus led a multitude of captives who had risen from the grave at his resurrection. As the glorious company approach the gates of the eternal city, the angels sing, "Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in." And the angels guarding the gates respond, "Who is this King of glory?" The attendant angels reply, "The Lord of hosts, he is the King of glory." As the glorious train passes in, the angels are about to bow in adoration before the Lord of glory, but he waves them back. Before he will permit their homage, he must know that his sacrifice for the fallen race has been accepted of the Father. He must know whether the price paid for the redemption of the lost has been sufficient to ransom them from the power of sin and the grave. Amid the splendor of the courts of glory, amid 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands waiting to cast their crowns at his feet, he does not forget those that he has left on earth to bear opposition, reproach, and scorn. After the Father has assured him that the ransom paid is accepted, still he has a request to offer for those who believe in him and follow in his footsteps. "Father, I will that they also, whom thou hast given me, be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which thou hast given me, for thou lovest me before the foundation of the world." He requested that his disciples might enter into his joy and share his glory, and at last the faithful servant of the Lord will hear the glad words, "Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord." When he had finished preferring his requests, the Father gave the command, "Let all the angels of God worship him." Then the song of joy and love swells through the heavenly courts. "Worthy, worthy, worthy is the Lamb that was slain, and lives again, a triumphant conqueror." And this same Jesus, whom unnumbered hosts of angels delight to adore, is coming again to fulfill his promise and receive those who love him unto himself. Have we not great reason to rejoice? The consummation of our hope is at hand. The faithful will soon enter into the joy of their Lord.